It's the left-hander out of Alabama State University, Juan Berrios, taking over with two down and one on here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It'll be the left-handed hitting shortstop, Jake Schaffner, due up and with the three hitters following Schaffner hitting from the left side. This seemed like a logical pitching change to make for Kirk Schreider's staff. 4-4 the score. Andy Ockman, voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. Shai Robinson drew a two-out walk against Evan Parmer, the last batter Parmer faces tonight. Berrios' first pitch, laying down a bunt to Schaffner. It's a beauty down the third baseline. Duggar will pick it up, and there's no play to be made. It's his second hit of the night. A bunt single, and Schaffner had infield single back in the third. Robinson to second. Two on, two out, 4-4 here in the sixth. They bring up Charlie Marion. Marion 0 for 2 in three plate appearances tonight. Grounded out 3-1 back in the first. Went down looking in the third. Most recently drew a four-pitch walk and later scored in the fifth. Berrios last worked against La Crosse at Copeland Park on Monday, June 10th. First pitch to the left-handed hitting. Marion is on the outside corner for a called strike. Berrios, an inning, no hits allowed. No runs, a walk, and a strikeout. Faced four lacrosse hitters and picked up the save in that 5-3 win. That bunt single for Schaffner, the first hit Berrios has allowed this summer. It's a check swing to Charlie Marion on the 0-1. Appeal down to the field umpire, Jacob Cockett. He says he goes around. It's 0-2. Berrios' first outing as a Raptor came in that 6-2 loss against the Mallards on June 7th. Through an inning, did not allow a hit, one run. It was earned, walk three, faced seven Mallard hitters that night. The 0-2. Breaking ball hit in the air left field. Lyolis coming in on it, calling off Jake Beauchesne to make the catch and retire the side. Mallard strand two in the bottom of inning number six. We are through six in the state capitol. 4-4 the score. We head to the top of the seventh here at Warner Park. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. It's WFHR, locally grown radio.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top seven, we are tied at four at Warner Park. Andy Ockerman, voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. 4-5-6, do it for the Raptors in this inning against Madison right-hander Matt Irvin. Irvin came in to relieve Aiden Arbaugh just an inning ago, collecting the final out on four pitches. Arbaugh's line is done, an inning and two-thirds, 40 pitches thrown, three hits, two runs, both earned, walk one, struck out one. You can now say the same for Evan Parmer, who was taken out of the ballgame with two outs in the bottom half of the sixth inning and bringing Juan Berrios in. The first pitch to Max McGuire misses up and in for ball one. Parmer finishes with two and two-thirds, same pitch count as Arbaugh, 40 tosses thrown tonight. As the 1-0 pitch in on the hands, McGuire pops this one up. In foul territory in between home and third, calling everyone off is the catcher Will Vierling to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Parmer finishes 2 2/3, 40 pitches thrown, three hits allowed, two runs, both earned, walk two, struck out one. Berrios needed four pitches as well to get the final out of that inning. A lot of parallels between the Parmer to Berrios exchange and the Arbaugh to Irvin. It'll bring up Grayson Schaefer with one out and nobody on. Schaefer, 1-for-2 in 3 plate appearances tonight, began his night drawing a 6-pitch walk back in the first, singled in the third, popped out to the second baseman Robinson, most recently in the bottom of inning number 5. First pitch from Irvin to Schaefer. This is up top and inside for ball one. Each team with 7 hits, each team with 4 runs. The only difference out on the scoreboard is one error on the Madison side. The 1-0. That one's there on the outside corner. Fastball at 92 miles an hour for Irvin for a called strike. Duggar on deck, Beauchesne to follow in meeting 5 between the two teams this year. The 1-1. This is low and out for ball two. Talking about the Northwoods League standings wrapped through the Great Lakes divisions. Let's go to the Great Plains as Irvin continues to work out of the windup and Schaefer awaiting the 2-1 pitch. Check swing on that breaking ball on the outer third and missing downstairs, trying to get Schaefer to go after it. Does not go around, says the first base umpire, Terry Konzich. Count moves 3-1. Time called by the home plate umpire, Frank Sheeney. Ball from Madison Penn down the left field line got loose. In the Great Plains East, the Thunder Bay Border Cats, 10-4 in first place, leading the 9-6 second place Duluth Huskies by a game and a half. Waterloo's at 8-6, winners of their last 7. How about the Bucks? After a 1-6 start to their season, they sit just 2 games behind Thunder Bay. La Crosse at 8-7, dropped their last 3. They're 2.5 out of first. Eau Claire's at 7-9. 4 out of first, dropping their last 7. The last 4, I should say, is the 3-1 swung on and missed. 3-2 now on Schaefer. The 6th place Minnesota Mud Puppies are 1-6 and 5.5 out. 3-2 pitch, chopped on the ground over to short backhand. Schaffner, the throw to first, is in time. Schaefer retired, 2 up, 2 down here in the 7th. Rochester bringing up the rear at 2-14. 7-game losing streak for the Honkers. They are 9 out of first place. To bring up Cashel Duggar, the left-handed hitting catcher out of UCLA, 1-for-2, and 3 trips to the plate tonight. Out of the windup, Irvin's first pitch to Duggar's on the outside corner for a called strike. RBI single for Duggar, most recently in the 5th inning with 2 down to right field. His first RBI knock as a Raptor. The 0-1. That one misses inside and hits him. Cashel plunked for a second time tonight. He's out on the base paths with 2 down in this 7th inning. It'll be Jake Beauchesne 0-for-3 tonight. Flew out to right field in the 2nd. Ended the 3rd inning on a 4-run assisted fielder's choice back in the 3rd. Went down swinging most recently to end the 5th inning. Do up for Madison. Post stretch. 2-3-4. Lefty-lefty-righty. Connor Rasmussen, Davis Hamilton, and Blake Guerin. First pitch to Jake Beauchesne, hit in the air, foul territory down the first baseline. Will that stay in the field of play for Blake Guerin? Does not. It was deflected by a fan back in the field of play and caught by Guerin, trying to sell it to the first base umpire, Terry Konzich, that he caught the baseball. Count begins 0-1 on Beauchesne. Last time these two teams met, he was the star of the show, had 2 2-run homers in the bottom of the 2nd and bottom of the 3rd innings. Back at Winterfield, had 2 diving plays in center as well in that 10-4 win. Irvin's 0-1. This is outside to even the count at a ball and a strike. Loyolis on deck, Onati to follow. We're into the bottom third of the Raptor order for the 4th time here tonight. The 1-1. Beauchesne gets his hands around that inside delivery. Swats it a long way, but out of the concourse down the left field line. Count is now 1-2. One to the count. Duggar, healthy leadoff first being held on by Guerin. Runner takes off. This one runs inside, and it hits Beauchesne. It'll bring up the beer batter, Trent Loyolis. Back-to-back hit by pitches. Loyolis 0-for-3 tonight, a ground out to second base. back in the second inning, flew out to center field in the fourth, popped out to the shortstop Schaffner in the sixth inning. On deck is Onati, top of the order with McElpatrick to follow. First pitch to Lyolis, hit in the air left field. That'll be Charlie Marion to make the grab and retire the side. It's stretch time here at Warner Park. 4-4 the score. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Home half of the seventh here at Warner Park. 4-4 the score. Juan Berrios back out on the mound for the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. 2-3-4 due up for Madison. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. Berrios was able to work out of a jam he picked up in the spot of Evan Parmer in the sixth inning. And he'll now deal with the third baseman, Connor Rasmussen, to begin this frame. Rasmussen tonight, two knocks, an RBI double, two-run double. That tied the ballgame up at two in the third, most recently singled and later scored in the fifth. Four runs on seven hits, no errors for the Raptors. Four runs on seven hits and an error for the Mallards. Third base side of the rubber, Berrios set, hands held high. Out of the stretch, first pitch. To the Mallard third baseman, misses high for ball one. When we get to the eighth inning for Wisconsin Rapids, it'll be 9-1-2, Onati, McElpatrick, and Trotter, Boston. Juan Berrios' 1-0 pitch. Misses high as well for ball two. That's Sidney Ferry, the right-hander, warming up in the Raptor bullpen. When he last worked here in Madison, it was 6-6 in the eighth. He allowed the three runs to Madison that ended up being the difference. The 2-0. Check swing down to third. No, says Jacob Cockett. Count moves 3-0 on Rasmussen. Connor looking to reach for a third time tonight. The 3-0 from Berrios. On the outside corner, that fastball is called a strike. 88 on the gun from the southpaw. For the Raptors tonight, it has gone on the mound as follows. Vosta, Parmer, DeBarrios, Kilpatrick, Arbaugh, Irvin for Madison. The 3-1. That one misses low for ball four. A five-pitch walk drawn by Rasmussen. He's aboard to lead off this seventh inning. Bring up the left-handed hitting DH Davis Hamilton, who also has a multi-hit game right now. Bunted his way aboard in the first. An RBI single most recently back in the fifth inning. Tied the game up at three, and then the sacrifice fly one batter later from Blake Guerin made it 4-3 Mallards. For the Raptors, one run in the top of the first, a run in the top of the third, a run in the top of the fifth, and one in the sixth. For Madison, two in the bottom of the third, two in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Hamilton from Berrios misses downstairs and is blocked by Cashel Duggar. See how much longer the leash is on Berrios with Ferry getting loose. This is the last left-handed batter of the four consecutive, although Will Vierling awaiting in the hole could be a reason to keep Berrios in an extra couple batters, but it all depends on who you want facing Blake Guerin in the on-deck circle. The last time Guerin faced Sidney Ferry, he had a two-run double to center field. A week ago today, made it 9-6, Madison in the bottom of the eighth. That ended up being the game's final score. Leading off first, post-mound meeting between Duggar and Berrios. Here comes the 1-0. Runner takes off, and there for a strike. Throw down to second from Duggar is on the money. Tag applied by Boston, and that is the first out of the inning. No slide step used there from Berrios either. That was a full leg kick, so Duggar did not have a lot of time. Is still able to throw out the speedy Rasmussen. Count evens a ball and a strike on Hamilton. Nobody on the base path. 1-1. This one is hit foul to make it 1-2. That's huge for Berrios out on the mound as well. It may have bought him an extra hitter or two. The two-strike delivery coming here from the left-hander. Another foul back. After Guerin on deck, it's Will Vierling to follow. Talking Great Plains divisions. We still haven't gone over the standings of the Great Plains West entering tonight. It's already the bottom of the seventh inning, too. Berrios set. Another 1-2 coming here to Hamilton. This one hit in the air center field, well barreled. But Jake Beauchesne is able to drift over and make the catch for the second out of the inning. Out in the Great Plains West, they're led by the 10-6 Bismarck Larks. They're a game ahead on the 8-6 Mankato Moondogs at 8-7 and in third place. And a game and a half out are the Willmar Stingers, the only team to win over 50 games in the Northwoods League last season. At 500 and 8-8 is the Badlands Big Sticks, two out of first place. St. Cloud at 7-9 are three back, and Minot at 5-9 and four out in the last place spot. It'll be Blake Guerin. Nobody on, two outs. He'll get the left-hander Berrios. The first pitch to Guerin misses low for ball one. Guerin tonight 0-2, three plate appearances, has driven in a run. It was the go-ahead run at the time back in the fifth inning, a sacrifice fly to score Connor Rasmussen. The 1-0. Guerin hits this one on the ground. Into the hole at short, Boston gloves. The throw across the first is dug out by Schaefer in time. A perfect one-hop to Grayson. And that'll end the inning. 6-3 put out. Berrios faces the minimum here in the seventh. We head to the top of the eighth from Warner Park. 4-4 the score. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
New pitcher into the ballgame for the Mallards. We enter the top of the eighth inning from Warner Park. Andy Ockham on WFHR, bringing you more Rafter baseball in game 16 of this 72-game Northwoods League season. It's Holden Harris, the right-hander from Texas Christian University, to take over. He last threw against the Rafters on June 7th, that Friday night victory at Witter Field. Two innings thrown, one hit allowed, no runs, no walks, three strikeouts, seven batters faced. He got the win in that ball game. He gets the 9-1-2 spots of the Rafter order here. Onati McElfatrick, Boston, 9-1-2. Four runs on seven hits, no errors for the Rafters. Four runs, seven hits, one error for Madison in the fifth matchup between the two teams this summer. Onati's 0 for 3 today with three flyouts to left field in the second and fourth. Most recently to Corbin Dickerson in right field back in the sixth. Owen McElfatrick on deck will take his fifth plate appearance of the night here in the eighth inning. We'll see if it's Juan Berrios again in the home half of the eighth or if it'll head to Sidney Ferry. First pitch to Onati, misses outside for ball one. Mason blasted his first home run of the season off the bench in one at-bat last night, sent over the right field wall to lead off the ninth inning. Starting to find his groove is the two-lane product, is the 1-0 pitch hit in the air, left field, drifting near foul territory. Schaffner going out, that one's going to drop. Count evens a ball and a strike here on the Rafter, third baseman Mason Onati. Talking all the divisions, all the scores, Northwoods League action everywhere, you got to love it. Third Thursday of the season and the third full week as Onati gets some pine tar for his handle. Bottom seven at MCCU Field, Kalamazoo leading Battle Creek on the road by a score of 6-1. Six runs on 11 hits, no errors for the Growlers, a run on three hits and an error for Battle Creek. 2-2, bottom five at Bill Taunton Stadium. The Stingers and the Big Sticks are all knotted up. 14 combined runs so far into the bottom of the fifth at Rockford Stadium. The 3-12 Kokomo Jackrabbits trailing the Rivets by a score of 9-5. The 1-1 from Harris to Onati is there on the outside corner. 93 on that fastball. It's 1-2. Traverse City leading Kenosha at Simmons Field in the top of the seventh inning. It's 6-2 Pit Spitters. Now the Great Lakes West divisional battle that both teams here are keeping it tuned in on in Green Bay as the 1-2 pitch fouled away down the left field line by Onati. Fond du Lac in pursuit of their sixth win of the season, leading the 6-9 Green Bay Rockers 7-3 in the bottom of inning number six. Another 1-2 coming here to Onati. Harris looks into Vierling. Is set. And the next 1-2. Missing out in the right-handed batter's box to even it up at 2-2. For Matt Irvin tonight, an inning and a third thrown, 19 pitches tossed by the right-hander in his third appearance of the summer. The 2-2 from Harris to Onati is slapped foul down the third base line. No hits, no runs, no earned runs, no walks and a strikeout for the right-hander. Passing the baton to Holden Harris. Another 2-2 coming on the leadoff batter in this inning, Mason Onati. 15 on the pitch clock, Harris fires. That one missing inside, nearly hitting Mason. He's worked a full count in his fourth plate appearance tonight. For the Rafters, if Berrios is done, he threw 15 pitches tonight in an inning and a third, allowed one hit, no runs, walked one, no strikeouts for the left-hander out of Alabama State. The 3-2 to Onati. Hit in the air, left side, shallow left field, drifting into foul territory right near the line. It's the shortstop, Schaffner, to make the play for the first out of the inning. A long battle between Onati and Harris goes to the Mallard relief pitcher for the first out of this inning. To bring up Owen McElfatrick. He's reached twice today in four plate appearances, most recently reaching on an error from the shortstop Jake Schaffner in the top of the sixth. Righty on righty battle here. Harris fires. McElfatrick laying off that one downstairs. Count begins 1-0 on the Rafter second baseman. Trotter Boston on deck. Jorge Degatti will follow. in a 4-4 ball game in the top of the eighth inning. The 1-0 from Harris. Off speed again on the outer third, painting the corner for a called strike. Home half of the eighth. For the third time tonight, 5-6-7, due up Beerling, Dickerson, and Justin Best. The 1-1. Fastball. Foul tip into the glove of Beerling. Tardy on that one was McElfatrick. Count moves to a ball and two strikes. Owen looking to get on with one out and start some life in this Rafter offense in the eighth inning. Here comes the 1-2. Fastball fouled back to the screen. Other than his reaching on an error in the sixth and his single that he later came around to score on in the first, McElfatrick, a ground out to short to lead off the third, went down looking to retire the side in the fourth. The 1-2. Breaking ball, missing up and out to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. McElfatrick, 11 home runs, 37 RBIs, 14 doubles this past season with the Cats of Northwestern. Had 2 homers and 6 RBIs against Milwaukee back on May 5th. Fly ball on the 2-2 delivery to right field. That's Corbin Dickerson with plenty of room in front of the warning track to make the catch. 2 up, 2 down in the eighth inning for Holden Harris. It'll bring up Trotter Boston. Boston collected his first hit of the ball game in 2 innings ago. It was an RBI base hit up the middle to score McElfatrick and tie this game up at 4. Haven't had any scoring since. The Tabor College Blue Jay from Roswell, New Mexico, with nobody on and 2 out. First pitch to Boston, bounced in there by Harris for ball 1. Talked about Trotter's stellar play at the NAIA level that warranted his spot in the Northwoods League this summer. A 322 hitter for the Tabor College Blue Jays in 48 games. 9 homers, 48 runs driven in, 14 doubles. Had a couple of multi-home run games and a 4-hit game against Oklahoma Wesleyan back on March 19th. First pitch. After the first pitch ball, missing low and outside, 2-0 the count on Boston. The last at-bat he had here at the Duck Pond last week. Rafters trailing. Runners on the corners, 2 down in the ninth. Hit a ball to right field that he thought off the bat was out of the yard as he swings through this 2-0 to make it 2-1. Corbin Dickerson thought it had a chance to go too. The right fielder of the Mallards going back to the warning track, but then having to come in about 10 to 15 feet, dove and made the grab to end the ballgame. 2-1 coming here to Boston. Swing and miss and loses his bat. That one ends out near Blake Guerin at first base. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes here on the Rafter shortstop. Trotter's been moving around between short and second, was the opening day shortstop for Wisconsin Rapids, and started to play a little bit more second base when Kyler McIntosh was healthy and in the lineup. No McIntosh tonight. It is Boston back at the 6th spot defensively with Owen McElfatrick joining the team, and going to assume he'll be the everyday second baseman moving forward. 2 balls, 2 strikes, some pine tar given. Now Mason Onati had grabbed some in the beginning of the inning in his at-bat, and now we're getting some from Boston here too. Big pitch coming here from Holden Harris. Boston back into the left-handed batter's box. Harris set. Here comes the 2-2. Foul tip in and out of the glove of Will Beerling. Boston fights to see another pitch here in this plate appearance. 6:05 first pitch tonight. We're sitting here in the top of the eighth, 8:30 local time. Game moving right along. Another 2-2. Boston slaps this one in the air, foul. That'll find the seats down the left field line. On to the concourse. After Degatti in the on-deck circle, it'll be Max McGuire. He's in the midst of a 3-hit game. Harris gets the signs from Beerling, another 2-2 coming here in this battle. Leaked open on that breaking ball. It misses well outside. It's now full. Still Sidney Ferry up and moving in the Rafter bullpen. You'd have to anticipate he'll get the ball in the bottom of the eighth. The 3-2. This one hit on a line foul, heads up down the first baseline. Another 3-2 coming here on Boston. As that foul ball struck a fan on a line. Quick stoppage in play here as some help is being rushed out to the fan that got hit with that line drive off the bat of Trotter Boston. 3-2 in this at bat, two down, top of inning number 8. We'll wait to see what happens, and while the fan is being checked out, we're going to step aside for just a minute. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Back here in Madison, Andy Yochum for Raptor Radio, the fan that got struck by that line drive off the bat of Trotter Boston being helped up and walking through the stands and into the concourse here at Warner Park. Scary sight on that line drive. It's one of those where, obviously, you feel for Trotter Boston. No intentional harm on a foul ball like that, but just an absolute liner off the bat, and not much anyone can do in terms of reaction time to get out of the way. The fan who got struck in the face or in the head holding an eye pack, an ice pack over her eye. Holden Harris on the mound, throwing some warm-up pitches before we resume play. Count remains 3-2 on Trotter Boston. Nobody aboard. First two batters retired by the right-hander out of the pen for Madison so far in this inning. Mason Onati led off the inning, popping out to the shortstop Jake Schaffner in shallow left center field. Owen McElfatrick in a long battle, popping out to the right fielder Corbin Dickerson. offensively, Madison about to resume their positions, and we'll get the payoff 3-2 pitch here to Boston. 4 runs on 7 hits, no errors for the Raptors. 4 runs on 7 hits and an error for Madison. Third time these teams have met here in Madison this season. Third time they've met here as well, just within the last week. Harris looks in to Vierling after the break. Comes set. And the 3-2. He struck him out swinging. Boston down on strikes. A 1-2-3 eighth inning for Holden Harris out of the bullpen. We're tied at 4. We head to the home half of inning number 8 at Warner Park. 5-6-7, Vierling, Dickerson, Best, due up for Madison. You're listening to Rafter Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the Stevens Point pointer, Sidney Ferry, out of the bullpen for his fifth outing in this 2024 Northwoods League season for your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you. It's the bottom of the eighth inning at the Duck Pond. We're tied at 4 apiece. 5-6-7 due up against Ferry, lefty, righty, lefty, Will Vierling, Corbin Dickerson, and Justin Best. Juan Berrios' line is done, an inning and a third thrown. One hit allowed, no runs, one walk, no strikeouts on 15 pitches. Ferry last worked on Saturday in that win against Madison on June 8th, an inning thrown, one hit allowed, one run, it was earned, that being the home run to Blake Guerin. First pitch to Will Vierling, this is up for ball one. You have to be thinking Sidney Ferry is happy to not be seeing Blake Guerin tonight. Hit a two-run double against Ferry last Wednesday here. And then that solo homer, even though that game was already decided on Saturday. Now 2-0 on Vierling. Vierling tonight 0-for-3, a pair of punch-outs. Most recently grounded out 2-3 to end the fifth. Back to the catcher, Cashel Duggar. 2-0 pitch, rolls this one over on the right side. Glove by Mac O'Patrick. And he throws to Schaefer in time. First out, retired here in the eighth. Out of Ferry's 4 appearances entering tonight, half of them against Madison. Now 3 straight appearances against the Mallards. His non-Mallard appearances, June 2nd, a Sunday matinee at Moonlight Graham Field in Mequon against the Lakeshore Chinooks in that 7-5 win. Ferry picked up the win in that contest, throwing 3 innings, allowing 1 hit, 2 runs, neither earned, no walks, a strikeout. 12 batters face. First pitch to Corbin Dickerson, fouled away down the right field line. It's 0-1. Ferry's first outing of the season came in the Raptors' first home win. Wednesday, May 29th against the Waterloo Bucks. That 7-6 victory. Ferry threw an inning, allowed 3 hits, 1 earned run, no walks, 2 punchouts. As the 0-1 pitch hit on the ground, that's fair. Past a diving Onati and into the left field corner. Dickerson hits the bag at first. He'll trot into second. It's a stand-up one-out double for Corbin Dickerson. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. It'll bring up Justin Best. Best tonight 0-for-3. Went down looking to begin his day at the plate in the second. to retire the side. Lined out to Grayson Schaefer. Schaefer robbing best of a hit back in the fourth inning. Most recently, Justin flew out to center field, and Jake Beauchesne back in the bottom of inning number six. An RBI chance here for Best. The first pitch from Sydney Ferry misses the outside corner for a ball. Ferry, a returning Raptor, as we like to mention on these broadcasts, threw in 14 games last year, a 1-0 record, had a save for Wisconsin Rapids in 15 and a third innings pitch. The 1-0 misses outside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes on the left-handed hitting center fielder Justin Best. Dickerson leading off second, Boston working behind him. The 2-0. Off speed on the outside corner, Ferry nets a called strike. Shai Robinson, the right-handed hitting second baseman in the on-deck circle, getting to the bottom third of the Mallard order. Looking to produce late, the 2-1. Breaking ball, hit on a line left center field, that's down for a base hit. Getting waved into scores, Dickerson, Best looking to stretch it to a double. The throw into second from Beauchesne is in time. McElfatrick applies the tag. That is the second out of the inning, but it will go down as an RBI single for Justin Best, and the Mallards lead at 5-4. Two outs, nobody on for the right-handed hitting second baseman, Shai Robinson. Robinson 0-for-1, three plate appearances today. Walked in his first plate appearance back in the third inning and came in to score. Popped out to the first baseman, Grayson Schaefer, back in the fifth to end the inning. First pitch from Ferry to Robinson's there for a called strike. Most recently, Shai drew a five-pitch walk back in the bottom of inning number six. The 0-1 from Ferry. Breaking ball on the inside corner. It's there to make it nothing at two. Raptors are going to need to at least plate one to extend this ball game in the top of the ninth. 3-4-5 due up to Gotti, McGuire, and Schaefer. The 0-2 on the outside corner just misses. Duggar thought it was strike three, as did half the Raptor infield, but the count moves 1-2 on Robinson. That hit for Best, the ninth of the ball game for Madison. The 1-2. Off speed, hit in the air, center field. Beauchesne coming in on it, and it's going to drop in front of him for a base hit. Robinson aboard for the third time tonight. It's his first hit of the ball game. Runner on first, two down in the bottom of inning number eight. It'll bring up the left-handed hitting shortstop from North Dakota State, Jake Schaffner. Schaffner 2-for-3 today, an infield single back in the third, later scored. Grounded out 3-1 in the fifth, and most recently a bunt single down the third base line in the sixth inning. Playing in and even with the bag is the third baseman, Onati. The first pitch to Schaffner, hit on the ground right side. McElfatrick and the hold to shallow right, gloves and throws to first in time. The Mallards send five to the plate and score on an RBI single from Justin Best. They lead it 5-4. We enter the ninth inning here at the Duck Pond. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk producers,
I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Manager Donnie Scott making a call to the bullpen in an attempt to slam the door shut on the Raptors here on this Thursday night at the Duck Pond. Andy Ockham back with you here on WFHR. 3-4-5 spots due up for Wisconsin Rapids against the right-hander Andrew Ravello. Ravello last threw against the Raptors on Saturday night at Witter Field in that 10-4 victory for Wisconsin Rapids. He threw an inning, no hits allowed, one run. It wasn't earned. No walks and three strikeouts for the right-hander facing five Raptor hitters. Los Angeles Harbor College product from Lakewood, California. The first pitch to Jorge Degatti's a fastball in there for a called strike. Degatti tonight, 0-for-2 in four plate appearances. He has reached twice and scored twice. Pair of walks in the third and fifth innings. The 0-1 to Degatti misses outside for a ball. Madison picked up the go-ahead run in the bottom of the eighth inning on an RBI single to left center field from Justin Best, plating Corbin Dickerson. Four runs on seven hits and no errors for the Raptors. Five runs on 10 hits and an error for Madison. 1-1 breaking ball flipped in there by Ravello right down the heart of the plate for a called strike. McGuire on deck, Schaefer to follow. Power of the Raptor order due up here. Ravello's 1-2. In the air from Degatti, shallow right field, Guerin going out into foul territory, sliding, and he makes the catch. Out in the dirt right by the Raptor bullpen for the first out of this ninth inning. One out, nobody on for Max McGuire. McGuire, three-hit night, 3-for-3 in his first three at-bats, had an RBI single with two outs in the top of the first inning to right field to score Owen McElfatrick and get the scoring started in this game. From there, single for Max in the third and fifth innings. Most recently, a pop-out to the catcher, Will Veerling, to lead off the seventh. The first pitch from Ravello to McGuire. This one fouled straight back. After Schaefer, it'll be Cashel Duggar. This is where all the runs have been produced from the middle of this Raptor order here tonight. Ravello looks into Veerling, has his decision. The 0-1. That one misses down in the turf, blocked by Veerling to even the count, and a ball and a strike. In general on the season, this is appearance number 4 for Ravello. Entering tonight, firing 3 innings for the Mallards. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, chasing is McGuire. It's 1-2. Through an inning against Lakeshore on June 1st in the 7-4 loss to the Chinooks, allowed a hit on 2 runs, 2 walks, no punchouts, facing 6 batters. First outing of the year, I should say, came at Green Bay on May 29th in a 9-4 Mallard victory. Comes the 1-2 on the outside corner, just missing. 91 on the heater there from Ravello. Count evens at 2-2. In that outing against Green Bay, an inning thrown. One hit allowed, one run, it was earned. One walk, no strikeouts for Ravello. The 2-2. Breaking ball, McGuire hits this one in the air, left field. Coming in on it is Marion to make the grab for the second out of the inning. Raptors down to their final out here tonight, and it's Grayson Schaefer. Schaefer tonight, 1-for-3 in 4 plate appearances. His lone hit coming back in the third inning, it was a base knock. For a 6-pitch walk back in the first, but is 0-for-2 since. Ravello working first base side of the rubber, the first pitch to Schaefer. Cement mixing breaking ball that's there on the inside corner for a called strike. It's Duggar on deck, Jake Beauchesne to follow. The 0-1. Missing downstairs on the heater to make it a ball and a strike. Tomorrow night we'll be back here. Same place, different time though, 6:35, first pitch. Some Friday night baseball here in Madison between your Raptors and the Mallards. The 1-1. Missing out in the left-handed batter's box. Count is now 2 balls in a strike on Schaefer. Raptors Monday through Friday this week, 4 road games in 5 days. The lone home game being last night against Green Bay. The 2-1 to Schaefer. Off speed, missing well outside and low. Now 3-1. Schaefer in the driver's seat here. He's looking for one pitch and one pitch only. Set is Ravello, gets the signs from Vierling. The payoff. Breaking ball, missing high. Five-pitch walk drawn by Schaefer. He's aboard with two outs in the ninth inning. His third time on base today. It's now on Cashel Duggar. Four plate appearances for Cashel today. He's one for two. He's been hit by a pitch twice in the third and most recently in the seventh inning. Went down looking to end the first, an RBI single. His first RBI hit as a Rafter back in the fifth. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Duggar, misses low and outside. If the score holds, Sidney Ferry would collect the loss for Wisconsin Rapids. The win would go to Holden Harris, be his second win against the Rafters this year, the 1-0. Duggar pops this one up. Is it in the field of play? Foul territory left side. That will find the seats not of the concourse to even the count at 1-1. The save would then in turn belong to Ravello on the hill right now. Max Whitesell playing catch with Bryson Stripling in the Rafter bullpen. In the event it's knotted up, or Wisconsin Rapids can take the lead here with two outs. 1-1's the count on the catcher, Duggar. The next delivery from Ravello. Swung on and missed. It's now 1-2. 1-2 the count. Two outs. Runner on first. 5-4 Madison. Top nine. In a ball game that the Rafters led two different times. Duggar needs to put one in the gap here. The 1-2. This one is tapped foul out in front of the Rafter dugout. Another 1-2 coming here from Ravello. Rafters have scored their runs, one in the first, one in the fifth, one in the sixth, one in the third as well. Two in the third, two in the fifth, one in the eighth for Madison. The 1-2 again. Hit on a line over to second. Shy Robinson makes the grab to end the ballgame. Mallards win it by a score of 5-4 here at the Duck Pond tonight. The Rafters, four runs on seven hits, no errors, five runs on 10 hits, and an error for Madison. Mallards improve on the season to 4-1 against the Rafters, and Wisconsin Rapids has now dropped their last two ball games. We'll be back in a couple minutes here from the Duck Pond for your official postgame show of Rafter Baseball. 5-4 the final here in Madison.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with nine top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park. with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center, serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Raptors dropped this one 5-4 on a Thursday night in Madison against the Mallards. Andy Ockerman, voice of the Raptors, back here with you on the postgame for Raptor Baseball on WFHR. Let's take a look at the scoring, how things kind of got going here tonight. Wisconsin Rapids struck first in the top of the first. It was a two-run single, RBI single, I should say, to right field for Max McGuire, scoring Owen McElfatrick in his Raptor debut to make it 1-0. From there, the Raptors would plate a second run in the third inning after Cashel Duggar was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. But from there, two runs added in the bottom of the frame on a two-run double from Connor Rasmussen. A six-pitch walk was issued from the starter tonight for your Raptors, Zach Voss, to Shai Robinson, then Jake Schaffner, the nine-hitter, getting an infield single to flip the card back to the top of the order perfectly to allow that two-run double to commence. From there, 2-2 the score. Raptors got a run back in the fifth inning. That coming on an RBI single from Cashel Duggar with two outs to right field, scoring Grayson Schaefer, but that didn't last for long. Two added in the bottom of the frame from Madison. An RBI single from Davis Hamilton and a sack fly from Blake Guerin to make it 4-3. The Raptors would tie it up in the top of the sixth inning. On an RBI single up the middle with two outs from Trotter Boston, scoring Owen McElfatrick for the second time in this ballgame. Zeros thrown up in the bottom of the sixth and seventh inning entirely, and even the top of the eighth until the bottom of the seventh inning. It was Justin Best to break the 4-4 tie with an RBI single to left center field, scoring Corbin Dickerson after Dickerson had a one-out double in the inning. Andrew Ravello slamming the door shut and collecting the save tonight in the top of the ninth inning. Time of the game, 2 hours, 51 minutes. Attendance here in Madison, just over 6,400. 87 and sunny at the time of first pitch. Harris the win, Ferry the loss, Ravello the save. The starters tonight, Zach Voss went three innings, allowed three hits, two earned runs, a walk, and six punchouts, throwing 48 pitches in his third start as a Raptor this summer. From there, it was Evan Palmer, the right-hander from VMI, going 2 2/3 innings, allowing three hits, two runs, both earned, two walks, and a punchout in his 40 pitches thrown. Juan Berrios, the only left-hander to work in the ballgame tonight for Wisconsin Rapids, threw the next inning and a third, allowed one hit, no runs, walked one, did not record a strikeout in the 15 pitches he threw, and then Sidney Ferry throwing the eighth inning and picking up the loss tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. Throwing the frame, allowing three hits, one run, it was earned, did not walk a Mallard hitter, struck out one in the nine pitches that he threw. On the mound for Madison, Coley Kilpatrick faced Wisconsin Rapids for the second time this season. The right-hander threw four innings, allowed four hits, two runs, both were earned, walked two, struck out two, and threw 76 pitches tonight. Aiden Arbaugh, the left-hander from Michigan State University, followed Kilpatrick just like he did last week at Witter Field. The left-hander did not have as much luck today, going an inning and two-thirds, allowing three hits, two runs, both earned, walked one, struck out one in the 40 pitches he threw. From there, it was Matt Irvin for an inning and a third, Holden Harris working the eighth, Andrew Ravello in the ninth. Raptors dropped their last two ball games and fall to 7-9 on the season. The Mallards improve to 11-5. We're back here tomorrow night, same place, different time, 6:35, first pitch from Warner Park. Expect to hear from me, Andy Ockham, the voice of the Raptors, on WFHR for your official pregame show around 6:25. We'll see you then. Drive home safely. Have a good rest of your night. We'll be back tomorrow in the state capitol.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles from opening day to all those summer nights.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support...
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball
locally
here on
WFHR.
Radio,
WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we wrap up our on-the-road tour with Jane Matt Nair in beautiful Amory on Flag Day. Join us right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.